إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، وبعد. إخوان, from the comprehensive pieces of advice that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم he gave to his companions, from them were those pieces of advice that he gave to some, and he saw that it was befitting to give it to others. And so there were pieces of advice that were sought from him, that he gave to some of his companions, and that he repeated to others. He may have changed the statement in one of those pieces of advice, but the bulk of the advice was similar or the same. From those pieces of advice, ikhwan, that every believer will benefit from, is the wasiyah and the advice that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam he gave to Mu'adh ibn Jabal. On an occasion, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, as occurs in that authentic hadith that was declared sahih by Shaykh al-Albani, he mentioned, أردت السفر. He said, I intended on an occasion to travel. He mentions, فقلت يا رسول الله الوصية. He said, and as in some riwayat it mentions, أوصني. He said, I intended to travel, and so I said, O Messenger of Allah, advise me. That is, before I embark upon leaving, before I embark upon my journey, give me some advice. Something I can take with me. Something I can benefit from. And so the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he responded by saying, اُعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَعْمَلْ لِلَّهِ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهِ وَعْدُدْ نَفْسَكَ فِي الْمَوْتَى وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ عند كل هجر وشجر وإذا عملت سيئة فاعمل بجنبها حسنة السر بالسر والعلانية بالعلانية. He said, when he said advise me before his journey, he said, worship Allah and don't make any shirk with him. He said, وَعْمَلْ لِلَّهِ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى. Secondly, work for Allah. Carry out actions for Allah. يعني worship Allah as though you see Him. He mentions, thirdly, وَعْدُدْ نَفْسَكَ فِي الْمَوْتَى. He said, thirdly, consider yourself among the dead. Fourthly, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ. He said, and remember Allah Azza wa Jal عِنْدَ كُلِّ حَجَرٍ وَشَجَرٍ. And remember Allah Azza wa Jal at every hajar, at every rock or boulder or stone, and every shajar and every tree. He said, وَإِذَا عَمِلْتَ شَيْئًا. And if you do something, that is, if you carry out a sayyi'ah, if you do an evil deed, wa'mal bijanbihi hasana. If you do an evil deed, then carry out a good deed next to it or after it. He said, "As-sirru bis-sirr wal-alaniyatu bil-alaniya." That evil deed that was done in private should be followed by a good deed done in private, and the public evil deed should be followed by a public good deed. Tremendous piece of advice, ikhwan. Piece of advice that if you comprehend what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to Mu'adh, then in essence, it establishes the attitude that the ibad of Allah azza wa jal should have. The attitude that the worshipper should have. The attitude that the believer should have through his life. The manner in which he should carry himself. He mentions first and foremost, worship Allah and don't make shirk with Him. And that of course is the asl and the origin. And it is the flesh and blood of the believer. That he establishes tawheed. And that he does not make shirk with Him. He mentioned secondly, وَعْمَلْ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَىٰ وَعْمَلْ لِلَّهِ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَىٰ. And work for the sake of Allah. Work and carry out your actions as though you see Allah. And that, brothers and sisters, is Him indicating and pointing Him towards al-muraqabah. That a person constantly lives and exists with the notion and the knowledge that Allah Azza wa Jal sees him and watches him constantly. And if it is that a person truly has that with him, that he holds that, he believes it, he has the ish'ar and he constantly feels that Allah Azza wa Jal sees him, then that will prevent him from many an evil deed. That will prevent him from carrying himself in a manner that is not befitting, saying what is not befitting, and carrying out anything that would displease his Lord. Worship and carry out the ibadah, lillah, ka'annaka tara. He mentions, wa'dud nafsaka fil mawta, and consider yourself among the dead. Again, ikhwan, from the attitudes that the believer should have, that he considers himself among the dead. Da'iman wa abadan. Constantly. He recognizes and realizes that Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed him with life. That Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed him to exist, to live, to breathe. And so he should constantly consider himself living on borrowed time. That Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed him to exist, but any second he could die. Any second he could be among them, among the mawta. And so he should constantly live, not in a state of heedlessness. He should not be ghafil. Rather, he exists constantly, living and thinking that Allah Azza wa Jal could take my life at any moment. And if that is the case, then what should I be doing? What should I be carrying out? What would I love to have done if it is that I'm going to die in the next few minutes? How much would I regret what I haven't done? How will I act in what is before me? What is it that you would do, Ya Abdullah, if it was said to you that you have 15 minutes to live? What would you do, lillah, knowing that you're soon to meet Allah Azza wa Jal? That there is the attitude you should constantly have. وَعْدُدْ نَفْسَكَ فِي الْمَوْتَى. He said, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ. And remember Allah Azza wa Jal, عِنْدَ كُلِّ هَجَرٍ وَشَجَرٍ. Remember Allah at every tree and every rock. Every rock and every tree. And that is to say, ikhwan, that the believer, one of the striking characteristics of the believer, one of the great differences between him and the one who does not believe, is that on top of worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly in his life, constantly a part of his day, concerning himself with worshipping Allah, with pleasing Allah, with remembering him. For he knows that when he remembers Allah, then Allah Azza wa Jal mentions him in a gathering that is better. When he remembers Allah, it pleases Allah. When he remembers Allah Azza wa Jal, he draws closer to him. And Allah Azza wa Jal loves that from his servant. And so he mentioned, every time you pass a rock or a stone or a tree, remember Allah. And these without doubt are pointers for the believer. If you remember that the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, every time you pass a tree and every time you pass a rock, remember Allah Azza wa Jal. Your day will be spent remembering Allah. He mentions, وَإِذَا عَمِلْتَ سَيِّئَةً, and if you carry out an evil deed, follow it with one that is good. Follow it up with a good deed. And then the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, السِّرُّ بِالسِّرِّ, the one that is done in private should be followed with a good deed that is done in private, and the one that is done in public should be followed with one that is done in public. Like for like. That is, a deed that was done in a particular place followed with its opposite from the righteous actions. Tremendous. Tremendous. In terms of its meaning, its brevity, and that which is within it. From advice for the believer, keeping him constantly upon al-imanu billah, and drawing closer to his Lord, and pleasing his Mawla. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ikhwan, if you could draw closer. Bismillah walhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala wa ba'd. The Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam, on a separate occasion, he gave a similar piece of advice to another one of his great companions, Abu Darda. And Abu Darda was blessed, Ikhwan, to have a number of occasions alone with the Messenger of Allah, where he spoke to the Messenger directly. Between him and the Messenger of Allah, there was no one. And the Messenger advised him on several occasions. And on an occasion, he asked the Messenger for advice, and he gave him advice similar to the advice that he gave to Mu'adh. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on an occasion, he said, اعبد الله كأنك ترى وعد نفسك في الموتى وإياك ودعوات المظلوم فإنهن مجابات. He said, وعليك بصلاة الغداة وصلاة العشاء فاشهدهما فلو تعلمون ما فيهما لأتيتموهما ولو هبوا. He said, firstly, worship Allah as though you see him. Secondly, consider yourself among the mawta, among the deceased. Thirdly, be aware of the dua of the oppressed. For indeed, their supplications are answered. Thirdly, stick to and cling to Salatul Ghadati wa Salatul Isha. Cling to Salatul Ghadat, yani Salatul Fajr and Salatul Isha. And that is, be constant and stringent upon them. And that is not the abandonment of any other prayer, but those be stringent upon them. He said, and witness them. For indeed, if the people knew what was in them, they would come to them even if they were to crawl. He said, likewise, advising another one of his companions. And that companion was Abi Muntafaq. He said that indeed the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, اعبد الله لا تشرك به شيئا، وأقم الصلاة المكتوبة، وأدي الزكاة المفروضة، وحج واعتمر، وصم رمضان، وانظر ما تحب للناس أن يأتوه إليك فاعمله بهم، وما تكره أن يأتوا إليك فذره منه. He mentioned, and in these two pieces of advice, we see some additional statements. He mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, worship Allah and don't make shirk with him. Don't associate partners with him. He said, and establish the salat al-maktuba. Establish the prescribed and the written prayers. He said, and look, or establish similarly, and give the zakah, give the alms. He said, and give and perform hajj, and perform umrah. He said, and fast in Ramadan. He said, and then listen to this piece of advice. Piece of advice that will mold and shape the character of an individual and how he deals with others. He said, and look towards that which you wish and would love for the people to do to you and carry it out with them. Whatever you would love and however you would love for the people to treat you and deal with you, then you do that with them. He said, and look towards that which you would hate from the people and prevent it from them. Tremendous piece of advice, Ikhwan. If we gather these ahadith and we look at the characteristics that are within them, kalam and speech that is jami', kalam and speech that is concise and brief, but is magnificent in that which it carries from meaning. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى يوفقنا وإياكم لما يحبه ويرضاه وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.